Well, again, we appreciate it very much, Congressman. Thanks for calling back. And basically, just three basic questions. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that you attended the recent event, the LGBT event in Philadelphia, and that you were able to meet Mariela Castro, who's Raul Castro's daughter. And as the press reported, you agreed with her on her agenda for promoting minority rights inside Cuba, LGBT community inside Cuba. You were much in tune with her comments there, but you were also critical of Cuba's one-party system. Could you sort of elaborate that for Radio Martí, please, sir?
Yes, I regard Fidel Castro as one of the great betrayers of human rights. He's a man who obviously was very charismatic and a great organizer and took power, nearly 50-plus years ago now, based on opposition to a brutal dictator. And he then proceeded to impose a very repressive dictatorship that is only now just beginning to loosen, and not nearly enough. And yes, I am glad that Mariela Castro is rescinding or pushing to rescind the policies. Of course, Fidel was one of the most anti-gay people, quarantining people with AIDS. And as a gay man and as a believer in human rights, I was very pleased that he was doing that. And I agree that we should recognize that. But I also thought it was clear that we should make it when I was asked, I didn't have a chance to do that in a brief public comment, that supporting the fact that she's pushing for an improvement in the discrimination level against gay people doesn't mean I agree with her when she defends a repression across the board.
Okay, so you're basically critical of that part of it, yeah. Okay, U.S.-Cuba relations going forward, it's been in the press a lot lately, whether Cuba should be in the terror list or not. Obviously, it was ratified that Cuba should be kept on that list. What are your thoughts regarding the overall general relationship between Washington and Havana going forward?
I disapprove of the Castro regime, but I also disagree with our policy of the exclusion. I thought the State Department had made a terrible mistake in initially refusing her refusing to give her permission to come here. We're not afraid of anything in America, and we shouldn't be. I've always opposed this policy that we've had from time to time. It's gotten better, of excluding people because we didn't agree with their views. If you're talking about someone who's done a particular heinous act, that's a different story. But I was glad the State Department reversed and let her in, and I think the embargo just doesn't accomplish anything. I think it does more harm than good. So I am for lifting the embargo. We have economic relations with a lot of very repressive countries, Saudi Arabia, the People's Republic of China, Zimbabwe. I don't think having normal economic relations means that you think this is a wonderful place.
Okay. One last item, sir. Give you the opportunity to address a message to the Cuban people generally, if you want to, or specifically to the LGBT community. I think they would welcome to hear comments, your views.
Well, I am very glad to say to other gay and lesbian people, being gay myself, that I very much approve of the efforts that are being made to reduce the discrimination against them. But I'm very proud that here in America, those of us who are gay and lesbian have pushed for gay rights, and we've also pushed for the rights of others. We've worked closely with African Americans, with Hispanics. We've been part of a coalition for freedom. And I would hope that gay and lesbian people, in addition to fighting as they have every right to do for fair treatment for themselves, would also support the rights of free expression and the freedom for anybody who's imprisoned for political reasons.
Great. We'll stop there, Congressman. This will be handled very professionally. It'll be voiced over into the Spanish and translated into the Spanish, and it'll be handled professionally,
right.
Rest assured. Thanks for your time, sir.